Thank you for calling the unemployment line. Claim line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, I need to file a claim.
Okay, hold on one second. Can I have your social, please?
418-49-9196.
I have 418-49-9196.
That's correct.
Could you please verify your name, birthday, and your mother's maiden name?
Allison George, 10/14/1998, and my mother's maiden name is George.
Thank you. Okay. Verify. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, thank you. If you approve for benefits, direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
I'm going to need your checking or savings.
Oh.
Ma'am?
Give me one second. You need that information?
I'm going to need your routing number and your bank account number. Which account are you putting it in, ma'am, checking or savings?
Oh, checking.
Thank you. I need your routing number and your bank account number, please.
Hold on, let me find it. Okay, here we go. My bank routing number is 2621-83749.
I have 2621-83749.
Yes, and my checking account number is 100-316-892.
I have 100-316-892.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please verify your address?
It will 233 Florence Street, Newton, Alabama.
Zip code
36352.
Could you please verify the account, the primary telephone number? 334-648-0973. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2757 D Ford Mill Road Southeast, 2806 Gregg Circle, 31 Floyd Court, or
31 Floyd Court.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? College of St. Thomas, Lassen College, Norfolk State University, Victor Valley College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
In which of the following state does Samuel George Jr. currently live? Alabama, Colorado, Indiana, or South Dakota?
Alabama.
Have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employee you reported on your last claim?
Can you tell me what that last one?
Okay, was the work you performed with the same employee you reported on your last claim? Which means, did you file before, correct?
Yes, ma'am, but I can't remember if I tried to file it on my own on the phone.
Okay, so I'm saying was. Okay, so it ain't because you this is okay. And what day was your last day at work?
January 17th, 2022. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Do you work on commission?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman comps due to a work-related injury?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, what was your job title, ma'am?
Maintenance.
Okay, maintenance and repair work. Would you perform machines or ground maintenance or what?
No, I work at a, it's like a casino, but we can't call that here in Alabama, so I guess it's like a bingo hall. I cleaned up that area.
You worked at the casino?
My title was maintenance. It's not like a casino, it's like a bingo hall. Gaming facility. It's a gaming facility called Center Stage. I just cleaned up there.
Okay, let me see if I can. Okay. Gaming dealers on game service workers.
Would it be housekeeping?
Yes, it would be.
I don't know why they put it as maintenance.
Yeah, I know, but I guess.
Okay.
Okay. And perform light duties. Cause you had to clean and conduct heavy cleaning duties, such as cleaning floors and stuff like that.
Yes, cleaning duties, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and what was the name of the personnel resources? Who was Golden Six Enterprises, Target, Belk, Manpower? Who was the company?
The company's name is Center Stage.
Okay, it's not on here. I got Belk, I got Target, Manpower. It was it through a temp service? Golden Six Enterprises, ProLink.
No, it wasn't through a temp, sir. I didn't get that job through a temp.
Murphy, but okay, TCBC Development Company, a
yes.
Person.
Yes, TCBC, yeah. TCBC.
Okay, can I have the phone number, please?
For the place
yeah.
I'm working at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me look it up. Crossing at Big Creek. Okay, it's 334-803-8138.
I have 334-803-8138.
Yes.
Could you please give me your first day of your employment start date?
October. Hold on. I gotta go to my calendar. Okay, it'll be October 7th.
What year?
2020, 2021.
Hold on. And what was your last day worked?
January 17th, 2022. Yes.
And could you please give me the city and state you worked in?
Cottonwood, Alabama.
Cottonwood?
Yes.
Did you receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working there? Did you quit, discharge, were you discharged, the other, or lack of work?
Well, no, it was my attendance. I was out because of COVID. And
your attendance?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ma'am, are you, isn't there a, like a law saying a job can't fire you if you miss work because of COVID?
Okay, that I can't tell you, baby.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I can't, that's autism, okay. Okay, who was the name and title person who discharged you?
Lori Brock.
Who?
Lori, L-O-R-I.
L-O-R-I.
L-O-R-I. Yes, ma'am.
B-R-O-C-K.
O-C-K. Yes, ma'am.
And what was her title?
My manager.
Okay. And again, give me that date of discharge.
January 17th.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I was out for COVID. Because I had COVID.
Okay. Okay. And then it said, did you commit the act your employer alleges? You didn't commit an act. Did you have warning? Yeah, I know. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge? It was nothing you could do. You were sick.
Right.
It wasn't nothing. Okay. I wrote, claimant states that there was nothing she could do due to COVID.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what we're doing, your bank account, correct, for your money?
Yes, ma'am, direct deposit.
Okay. Now, it states it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career System. Your Career System application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application. And you can go to can you go to your local office because you need to do this and update your online resume?
Yes.
Because failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. Now, I know they probably close now, but in the morning, go right on up there, go to the career center, go to the employment service, let them know that you're applying for disability, I'm sorry.
Unemployment.
I done made you disabled. just let them know that you're applying for unemployment and that you needed to come in and do your online resume. And you get that out the way because, see, failure to do that will result in an interruption in your money, and you don't want that. And then you must be able and active to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. That's another thing you don't want. Now, if you're going to, this number that you called today, you can call this every, because next week, I've done you a claim today, but next week, you can call the same number and do your claim. So you can call on Monday again and make your claim every week. You need to do it Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. Do it Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, but not on Saturday. And your next claim you need to call in will be next week. So the first thing you need to do in the morning is just get on up, go to your employment service, let them know that you, with the career center that you're trying to update because you filed for unemployment, and they're going to send you the right direction. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so they're going to call them, and ask them what happened. And then you should you'll be getting a letter in about 7 days. Then you know the decision on that, Ms. George. So we have completed your claim for this week. And you have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Just make sure you go in there and to the career center tomorrow and go ahead and get that knocked out the way. And keep calling your claims in on Monday.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.